My vice chair, Senator Walters, also authors. Are the authors on their way? We have a quorum. We will come to order, and the secretary will call the roll.
Kehoe?
Here.
Kehoe here. Walters?
Here.
Walters here. Alquist?
Here.
Alquist here. Dutton?
Here.
Dutton here. Liu? Price?
Here.
Price here. Steinberg?
And a quorum is present. The Senate Committee on Appropriations is waiting for authors. Ms. Torres, Mr. Fuentes, Mr. Blumenfield, be happy to take your bills up upon your arrival. Welcome, Mr. Fuentes. Members, we'll go to the second item, AB 2026, and whenever you're ready, Mr. Fuentes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm here to present on Assembly Bill 2026, which is the extension of the California Film and Television Tax Credit Program, which was enacted in 2009. The most recent numbers from the State Films Commission show that the first year, 4 years of the program has helped generate $3.9 billion in economic activity and created nearly 40,000 jobs here in California. The last credits are set to be distributed next July. So this bill, if not approved, the program would then end, which is why we are seeking a two-year extension of the program. Today, we know that over 40 other states and many cities and even countries offer substantial financial incentives to this film industry, and they have been successful at luring production and post-production jobs and spending away from California. We're hoping to mitigate that with this measure, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote. I do have members, I've got witnesses in support.
Welcome. Very good. Witnesses in favor of the bill, and if there's any opposition, you can make your way forward. Members then will have comments or questions from the committee. My understanding is finance is not going to be here today, so we'll take a vote as soon as the members are finished with our discussion. Right ahead.
Tim Lynch on behalf of SAG-AFTRA. We're supporting the bill. We note that the bill, like the Calderon bill that passed out of this committee recently, is a net economic generator for the state. It keeps jobs here and is very important to the industry. So we support the bill.
Thank you. Next, please.
Terry Thomas on behalf of the Motion Picture Association of America and its member companies in strong support of the bill.
Thank you very much. Next, please.
Madam Chair, member Sarah Flox, California Labor Federation, in strong support of the bill. Thank you.
On behalf of the Directors Guild of America, we also strongly support the bill. Thank you.
Shane Gussman on behalf of the Teamsters in support of the bill.
Any more support testimony? Any support testimony? Any opposition testimony? Any opposition testimony? Seeing none, have a motion by Senator Walters. Any comments or questions?
Comment.
Yes, Senator Price.
Yeah, I support the bill. I think it makes a lot of sense for the state, especially for the areas that we represent. There was reference to the Calderon bill. What's the difference?
There is no difference other than sort of when and who had their bills in print first. I authored the measure. Well, let me go back. We had the same sort of challenge when Paul Krikorian authored the measure. A competing measure was also introduced, and the same thing here. The bottom line is both bills are very good. They've been negotiated through the different policy committees. It's reduced the extension to 2 years, but I think we'll have to sort out sort of who ultimately is the author of the measure at some later date. Right. But I'm back here again, if that's any clue.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
And Mr. Fuentes, yours has an urgency also.
It does.
Senator Calderon's does not. But they're, other than that, identical? Is that
yes,
correct?
They are.
Okay. Anything else, folks? This is a do pass. Senator Walters made the motion. Secretary will call the roll.
Kehoe? Walters?
Aye.
Walters, aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Dutton? Liu? Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Steinberg?
Kehoe, aye.
Kehoe, aye.
That's 4 votes. That's sufficient. Senator Steinberg will add on.
Very good. Thank you, Madam.
Thank you. Mr. Blumenfield? Welcome.
Thank you.
We're going to take up AB 2502 on vehicles, whenever you're ready, sir. And your bill on synchronous learning just is on call over there, only because we had few members on the floor, but looks good. Senator Gaines supported it. But on to other business. AB 2502.
Okay. This bill amends state law to allow level 2
electric vehicle chargers to be financed with the purchase of an electric vehicle. These level 2 chargers are an essential accessory when owning an electric vehicle. They can cut charging time by more than half, making electric vehicles a real option for the public. However, the chargers cost upward of about $1,000. And this bill prevents consumers from having to find an alternative way to finance the high-dollar item. What basically happens is folks buy these electric vehicles, and then they realize they have to finance the charger separately. The purpose of this bill is to allow them to finance the charge, to allow the dealership to roll the cost of financing into the overall purchase of the car. The cost of the bill is fairly minor. The bill adds a line to the conditional sales contract. Current law dictates that the willful violation of this contract is a misdemeanor. Typically, violations of conditional sales contracts are not enforced by a misdemeanor prosecution. Because of this, this bill should not require much state expenditure. It's my hope that this bill will incentivize electric vehicle purchases by making it easier for the average consumer to charge their electric vehicles and to purchase electric vehicles.
Thank you. Is there testimony in favor? Yes, sir.
Madam Chairman and members, Brian Moss with the California New Car Dealers Association. We've been working closely with Assemblymember Blumenfield. This bill was on consent. We had to do some procedural gymnastics to get it before you in its current form. Due to alleged council mistake, it's had no votes throughout the process. We ask for your aye vote.
And go right ahead.
Gene Irvin on behalf of the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers. Increasingly, we have to make, Brian's client has to sell, an increasing number of electric vehicles. This removes one of the impediments and helps finance that. We support the bill.
Thank you. Any further testimony in favor?
Thank you.
In favor? Any opposition testimony to AB 2502? Seeing none, Members, this is another due pass. Senator Walters moves the bill. It does not meet the suspense criteria. Any comments or questions? Then we'll call the roll.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Walters?
Aye.
Walters, aye. Allquist? Dutton?
Aye.
Dutton, aye. Liu? Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Steinberg?
That's 4-0. That's sufficient. Senator Steinberg will add on, and I believe Senator Allquist is out of the room only briefly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Blumenfield. And then Ms. Torres, I'm sorry I didn't see you behind the chair. You were at the top of the file, AB 1551. This is your housing bill, and
yes.
Whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Senators. Good morning. Assembly Bill 1551 would allow veterans, teachers, and first-time homeowners to receive down payment assistance through CalFHA or Housing and Community Development administered programs to refinance their homes to avoid foreclosure. Existing law requires repayment of a down payment assistance loan as a condition of refinancing under these programs and prohibits the departments from resubordinating a homeowner's down payment assistance loan if they want to refinance. Assembly Bill 1551 would allow the department to resubordinate its loan if a homeowner can show and demonstrate hardship and the new loan meets the department's underwriting criteria. This bill has an urgency to allow homeowners that are at risk of foreclosure to take advantage of federal financing programs and historically low interest rates to refinance. I ask for your aye vote.
Ms. Torres, it's a good bill, especially in these times, and it does not meet the suspense criteria because you're recirculating existing expenses, to put it in common terms. Is there any testimony in favor? Is there any opposition testimony? Thank you, Senator Walters. Again, no finance this morning. Members, any comments or questions? Seeing none, we have a motion by the Vice Chair. Secretary will call the roll.
Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Walters?
Aye.
Walters, aye. Allquist? Dutton?
Aye.
Dutton, aye. Liu? Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Steinberg?
And that's 4-0. That's sufficient. We'll leave the roll open for Senator Allquist.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Torres. And is Senator Allquist nearby? Thank you, Mimi. Thanks, Bob. Senator, that's all quite all right. It's a busy day. Senator Allquist, I think that you missed two items. And which ones are we going to? We'll take up 1551, Ms. Torres' bill on housing finance. Call the absent members. Let me say it's 4-0.
Allquist?
Allquist, aye.
Allquist, aye. Liu? Price?
Where's Senator Price?
Oh, I'm sorry. Steinberg.
All right. So we have everyone but Senator Steinberg, and he can add on. And then the second bill is Mr. Blumenfield's AB 2502 on electric vehicle chargers, and the vote is 4-0. Call the absent members, please.
Allquist?
Allquist, aye.
Allquist, aye. Liu? Steinberg.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Allquist. Members, that completes the file. The meeting is adjourned.